Hi there and welcome to the award-winning Gutter, coming to you by the magic of Zoom. I am joined by luminaries as luminescent, as luminous as Martin Fitzgerald, as Joel and as Neil, who are looking at me. I'm blinking or something in my eye whilst talking and multitasking as we speak. So yeah, we're all at home in our rooms thinking about our lives and thinking about transfers and thinking about how our summers may go. Martin, have you been lately? Are you juiced, excited by Liverpool's transfer business? Are you taking it all in your stride?
I mean, it's probably not something you should say on the Gutter.
Yeah.
But I never get really excited until it happens.
Right, let's move on from you then. Lol, go on.
But yeah, I mean, what I think is impressive, so, you know, so far, compared to certainly the last few transfer windows, is it seems that Liverpool is kind of back to its old self in terms of being efficient, getting its business done early, not letting things drag on. And so I think, you know, they can enjoy the rest of the summer. They've obviously identified the targets that they want, and they're, you know, coming out thick and fast, aren't they? It's pretty, you know, pretty good in that respect. Because it just signals that it's a well-run club.
It's signalling it's like a motherfucker. I mean, if this Florian Wirtz transfer doesn't go through, it'll all be unsignalled. It'll all be, all this beautiful edifice of transfer niceness which Liverpool have built will melt before our eyes into a steaming pile of transfer shit.
But we'll, I mean, that's the whole thing that it relies on, is that, yes, you can have your targets and you can budget for them, but it does rely on those targets saying yes.